go. John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Let's fire this thing up here, Dave, and all the best stuff right here with you like we do every single day. Big breaking news in the classic rock world, which you don't get every day. It's nice to have some that doesn't involve someone dying. And today it was focused squarely on Fleetwood Mac. Yes, there's trouble brewing again. They're nothing if not consistent. Lindsey Buckingham out of the band ahead of their farewell tour. A lot of speculation swirling about it. We did our best today to dig into it and get you the straight scoop. We dug up some interviews that we've done with Lindsey in the past and basically broke it down as much as possible for you. It's Siblings Day, and we hit the phones for that to see how you terrified your sibling back in the day. There's a Beatles auction up for grabs if you got close to $500,000. John had that story. And we had a lot less money to give out in the form of Dunkin' gift cards. We did Dunkin' doubles today. Had some fun with that. Have a listen. Here you go, folks. It's all in here for you right now. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
You said you had, did you have snow this morning, Dave?
Yeah, we did. Are you kidding me,
yeah.
Dave?
Yeah. I wish I was.
It's all over his car this morning.
I had to brush it off.
It's funny. Yesterday in the elevator, we were talking about it's going to get, I said it's going to get warm later this week. Dave said, I'll believe it when I see it. And I told him, you'll probably have snow at some point. What do you know?
Look at that.
All right. So snow for you last night. But nothing this morning. I had a little bit of rain this morning. That was really about it. But a partly sunny day is what we got ahead of us. The high temperature about 52. It is supposed to hit 80 by Saturday.
Please hit 80.
Thank God there's no golf on so you guys can go outdoors.
Yeah, can actually play it for once. Yeah.
But 36 degrees outside right now. A lot of radio program ahead of us. And the shocking news that Lindsey Buckingham is out of Fleetwood Mac.
What the hell?
They're supposed supposedly going out on the road this summer, but they're not going out with Lindsey. We'll get to more of that during the show.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Don't ever, ever, ever touch
John DeBella.
You understand?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Don't touch it!
MGK.
There is a, today is National Siblings Day. Something that Dave will probably celebrate highly.
Yeah.
All right, right.
He's got a lot of people to get around
he's
to.
He's got you beat by you got Steve beat by two.
There's five of us.
So you got him beat by two. And you only got three.
Steve's no slouch though.
I know.
It's a good number. Three.
I just got one. That's all I got. All right. According to a new survey, 89% of Americans have a sibling. 10% are best friends with them. Are you best friends with any of your siblings?
I'd say my brother Hans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. And 8% have had a fight with their sibling that drew blood or left marks.
Oh, definitely in that category. I still have a scar,
I think
actually.
I still have scars for my sister.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. From when
it's a solid upbringing.
I'm just sort of curious. Just quickly, 215-263-WMGK, right? What did you do to a sibling that drew blood, or what did a sibling do to you that drew blood?
I chucked a brick at my brother.
What? You threw a brick at him?
I didn't think it would hit him. It was one of those, like, you know, ha-ha, this will never – oh, go!
I was playing football with my little brother in a hallway that was probably 3 feet wide, and I tackled him into the corner of the wall, and there was a big thud.
Oh.
My dad was upstairs in the office, and he goes, one, two, dad! He had to get stitches in his head.
Oh, man.
I was being the gentle soul that I was.
Uh-huh.
My brother tried to fight with me constantly, and I wouldn't hit him because he was my little brother, and I just wouldn't hit him. And he would come up like from behind me, and I would literally back him up into walls. Right?
And box him out.
He'd be like, he'd be like punching my back and trying to get around my fat self.
Right.
You know. Meanwhile, I'm just wedging him into the wall. So did something happen with you and a sibling? What did you do? Why did you draw blood? We're sort of curious here, right? Get your hot-blooded self on the phone. 215-263-WMGK. It's National Siblings Day, and it seems that 8% of siblings have drawn blood on each other. So we have opened up the phone lines, 215-263-WMGK. Let's see what kind of blood has been drawn with our listeners. Okay, John, for National Siblings Day, it seems 8% of siblings draw blood on each other. What did you do? Who got bloodied?
My brother Tom, we were playing darts. He threw a bullseye, and I called him a liar, and he ran up to look at it, and I knew he was right, so I got mad and threw a dart, hit him right in the back of the head.
Oh.
But he lived.
All right, let's go over to PJ. PJ, what did you do to your sibling?
Well, my older sister reached across to get something off my plate, and I stuck her with a fork.
Oh, my God.
Conrad, all right, how did you draw blood?
My older brother locked me out of the house, put his face up against the glass in the door, and I punched him.
Through the glass?
Through the glass. 12 stitches for me. Not a mark on him.
Yeah, we have a winner.
Yeah, that works.
Have a good morning.
You too, John.
The John DiBella Podcast.
There's something unholy about this.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
You must be prepared for the consequences.
102.9.
What about consequences?
MGK.
So we've got the news this morning that Lindsey Buckingham has been fired. Fired from Fleetwood Mac. Not going out on the road without him. He's been fired from Fleetwood Mac. Mike Campbell from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and Neil Finn from Crowded House are going to be replacing him. There was a story sometime back. Billy Burnett was supposed to go out on the road with them, and he had said sometime back that Lindsey Buckingham had been fired. And,
yeah, 8 days ago. Yeah, he had that on his Twitter or his Facebook.
Yeah.
And then he deleted it.
Right.
Obviously, he had some source or knowledge of the situation, and now Fleetwood Mac's basically getting out in front of this whole story.
Right. Well, in front of it, basically saying, what are they saying? What is the story?
They're basically saying that it's always been a creative evolution, and for this farewell tour of sorts that's coming up, they're just evolving without Lindsey, apparently. But from what I've been reading, Rolling Stone basically says it came down to a disagreement over the tour that led to his firing. I'm not sure what it is. If you remember...
Well, I heard something about he wanted to do a solo tour at the same time that they wanted to go out on the road, and you know, and they were, and they were going like, screw you, you know, you're out.
I've also basically read that Stevie... obviously is going to be clashing with him.
Right.
She was the only person not on that Buckingham McVie album last year.
Right.
It was basically a Fleetwood Mac album without Stevie Nicks.
Exactly.
So apparently other people think she basically gave the band an ultimatum and said, I'll do this tour, but it has to be without Lindsey Buckingham.
Wow.
So take your pick, him or me, basically.
Wow.
So
that was a shortly loved, longly hate relationship.
Exactly. The drama never ceases.
Well, here's the question. I mean, we'll turn it into a text poll, right? And we can do this one of two ways. We could either will you go see Fleetwood Mac, you know, without Lindsey, or is it Fleetwood Mac without Lindsey? What do you think? Which way should we put this?
I think is it.
Is it?
Yeah. I think is it.
All right. Yeah. So is it Fleetwood Mac without Lindsey? Text one for yes,
right.
Two for no to MGK, MGK. We're going to pull up some conversation we've had with Lindsey in the past, but right now we'll just make it a text poll. So is it Fleetwood Mac without Lindsey Buckingham? One for a text, one for yes, two for no to MGK, MGK. And it appears that the chain can be broken.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Oh, well, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.
Dr. Robert ending breakfast at the Beatles this morning. As long as we started talking about Paul, there's a piece of Beatles memorabilia that's going up for sale. The handwritten lyrics for Hey Jude that were used in the recording session. If you ever see the video of the recording session, you'll see that there's this taped to a microphone. There's this piece of paper, and that's Paul's handwritten lyrics for the song. And it's going for a mere $375,000.
Come on.
You haven't heard the ads?
No,
there's ads running already.
Now's your chance to own a piece of Paul McCartney's past. It's the Paul McCartney Auction.
Hey Jude, don't be afraid, dooby-doo-doo-dum.
Bid on McCartney's handwritten shopping list for just $250,000.
Milk and eggs and bread, yes, that's what I said, dooby-dum-doo-doo.
Even bid on Paul McCartney's handwritten first grade essay about the sun for just $400,000.
You should never look at the sun, your eyes will burn. And that will be no fun. Be.
Own a piece of Beatle history with the Paul McCartney Auction. Going on now.
And I only have the money. I might go for the shopping list, to tell you the truth.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Somebody's got to say, I want my money back. That's all. I want my money back.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I want to think of things. I want to use my imagination when I'm sitting there with my ass on a pillow.
102.9.
Namaste.
MGK.
So Dunkin' Donuts gave us all of these $2 gift cards because they've got this twofer deal going on, right, where Dunkin' Donuts double deals is what they call it. You get two egg and cheese wake-up wraps for $2, two egg and cheese English muffins for $3, two bacon, egg and cheese croissants for $5.
I'm going to break you of this.
Yeah, I know. You're going to try, but it's not going to work.
I'm going to break you like a wild horse.
Next thing you know, you have me saying Spokane and Illinois. All right. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply.
Just speak like the rest of us peons, for Christ's sake.
All right. So the way this will work is we'll ask you some general trivia questions. All right. And if you get one right, you get a $2 card. Mm-hmm. If you move on to the next one, you get one right, you get two more cards. Yeah. Then four. All right. And then eight. So you would have 15 cards in total, $30 in gift cards. But if you get a question wrong, you lose everything. So let's start off this morning with Rob. Let's give Rob a shot here. Hi, Rob.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm Booyakasha. All right, Rob, you understand what you got to do here. Keep asking your questions. If you get one wrong, you'll lose everything, but you can get up to $30 in gift cards. You ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, for your first card, what's his question,
Steve? All right, Rob, one card here. Cairo is the capital city of what African country?
Cairo is Egypt.
Egypt is correct, sir.
One card.
All right, that's one card for you. Okay. Let's move on to two more cards.
All right. What comic book company created the Avengers, Spider-Man, and the X-Men? Comic book company that created the Avengers, Spider-Man, and the X-Men.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
All right, well, you better look in a mirror.
Yeah.
Sorry, your time is up and you lose your $2 card. Let's go over to Rich. All right, Rich, how you doing?
Hey, John, how you doing? Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. All right, Dave, ask him a question.
How many periods are there in a National Hockey League game?
Three.
Very good.
Very nice. Good.
That's $2 for you.
Very nice. What does the word casa mean in mi casa es su casa?
House.
That's very it. Nice. All right, so now you got three speaker. Cards. Now you're up. Now you're going to try for four.
All right.
Who was the first woman to be Prime Minister of the United Kingdom? First female Prime Minister of the UK.
I have no idea.
Oh, boy.
Margaret Thatcher. Margaret Thatcher. Wow. I thought these were relatively easy.
Yeah, me too.
Got to earn her coffee.
Let's go over to Jack. All right, Jack, you ready for yours?
I am.
All right, give him a shot, Steve.
All right, Jack. What color jersey is worn by the winners of each tour or each stage of the Tour de France?
Yellow.
Correct. Yellow is okay. Correct.
Right. One card, $2 for you right there.
Tour de France,
croissant, whatever, bruh.
What's happening to this?
Jesus. All right, Jack. This time you can now win $4, which is two cards. What is the first letter on a keyboard? Think about your... It's the farthest letter to the left.
On a music keyboard or a...
computer keyboard. My apologies.
On the upper side or the lower side?
The farthest letter to the left.
Well, he's right. On the upper side or the lower side.
It is literally the farthest letter to the left on a QWERTY keyboard.
I'm going to say escape.
That's not escape. Where does that fall
letter
in the alphabet? A, B, C, escape. I will give you one more chance. It is a letter, Jack. On a QWERTY a. keyboard.
A.
No. You're out.
Jack's out. Oh, no, sorry, it's Jack, a Q. Which is where the QWERTY word comes from. All right, one more player here. Let's go over. Let's give Barbara a chance. Maybe somebody's going to walk over with $30 in tickets.
Come on, Barbara.
All right, Barbara, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, give her our first question.
Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Da Vinci.
Nice.
All right, that's nice. For you.
The pause scared me.
It scared me also.
All right. What did the seven dwarves do for a job?
They worked in a mine.
Very good.
Very nice.
All right, now you're moving on to four cards. You got three so far.
Who was the main actor in Cocktail?
Tom Cruise.
Hey!
Good work. All right, we're moving here.
All right, this is for eight cards. This is for eight cards now. All right.
Which of Santa's reindeer comes alphabetically last?
Rudolph
is... incorrect. No, it's Vixen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we've had no winners today.
Wow.
Well, looks like we're having a donut party in the studio.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Shut up!
102.9 MGK.
Speaking of breakups, we've been talking about this all morning. Stevie Nicks and the rest of Fleetwood Mac have told Lindsey Buckingham, you're out! Get out of here! You're fired! Right? He's being replaced by Mike Campbell of Tom Petty's band and Neil Finn from Crowded House. You know, the last time he was out... Didn't you know who were the guitarists the last time that he was left in 87, but he left on his own in 87.
Right, in 87. Let's see, it was Billy Burnett.
Burnett.
The guy who originally broke this story and then deleted it.
Right.
And Rick Vito, who was he's known for his work with Seeger.
Okay. And now, you know, and it's sort of amazing that one guy leaves and they need two guitarists to replace him. This, again, is the reason why I believe that Lindsey Buckingham is one of the most underrated guitarists in rock and roll.
Great singer, too.
But the details behind this, how much more?
It's really vague. Basically, from everything I've been reading, and I've been diving into this deep, going down some rabbit holes today, it seems like it was basically a power struggle between him and Stevie.
Right.
And she basically gave the band an ultimatum, him or me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going off on this farewell tour of sorts. If you remember, they did the Buckingham McVie album, which was basically Fleetwood Mac without Stevie.
Exactly.
Last year. She didn't want to record a new Fleetwood Mac album. She thought, you know, with the record industry the way it is,
let's leave it alone. So she didn't want to record a Fleetwood Mac album.
Right.
Right. And, you know, so they went out as Buckingham. They put an album out as Buckingham McVie.
Uh-huh.
Right. He doesn't want to tour right now. So he's fired?
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Uh-huh.
It's very vague.
All right.
According to Rolling Stone, he was fired after a disagreement about the tour.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, right now we're asking the question. You can text in your answer to MGK, MGK. Is it still Fleetwood Mac without Lindsey Buckingham? Text 1 for yes, 2 for no to MGK, MGK. We have spoken to Lindsey about this and the characters in the past. And here's a little bit of a conversation we had once before. It's been the better part of 5 years since you guys went out together. And everyone knows that familiarity breeds contempt. At what point in the tour does it start to become a countdown?
Well, you know, it doesn't really work that way. I mean, you have to kind of backtrack into the days when we were two couples, and then the couples broke up, and it's been sort of a work in progress of kind of working through that in slow motion, you know. So if you talk about Stevie and me, when we went out in 2003... there was a certain amount of tension. I think when we reconvened in 2009, it was kind of neutral. And this time, it's kind of a love fest out there between the two of us. So, you know, I mean, you would not think there were chapters left to be written about this band, but there seemed to be. So I don't think it's going to really ever get to be mechanical out there. It's just a slow arc of progress that we seem to make.
Was joining Fleetwood Mac as coincidental as the story was that Mick just heard something of yours and said, I want that guy?
Yes, it was exactly that. Stevie and I were sort of working on a follow-up to that first album, and we were working at a studio, and Mick Fleetwood showed up to the studio really just looking for a place to record, and Keith Olsen happened to put a song called Frozen Love on, which had this burning guitar solo at the end, and I guess it made an impression on Mick, and about a week later, Bob Welch, who was their guitar player then, decided to leave, and Mick called me up and said, would you like to join? And I said, well, you're going to have to take my girlfriend.
Lindsey Buckingham's You Can Go Your Own Way, a song about him and Stevie Nicks. And Lindsey is gone. He is out. He is over. He is no longer a part of the band. He has been fired. But with this band, one never knows. Who knows how long a firing will last with Fleetwood Mac. But in asking the question as to whether or not it is Fleetwood Mac without Lindsey Buckingham, an overwhelming amount of people, 85% of people who responded to our poll this morning, believe no, it is not
really
Fleetwood Mac without Lindsey Buckingham. Right. Obviously, 15% are diehard Stevie Nicks fans.
Well, that's kind of I think of Stevie when I think of the band.
I think a lot of people too. But musically, I mean, he's so vital.
He's
to
the band leader.
Yeah,
he's really like the Bruce of Fleetwood Mac.
Exactly. So, but you know, look, people will choose to see them or not see them, with or without Lindsey Buckingham there, you know, in the band. But and the wild thing is they're planning this tour, and we have no information about the tour
right.
yet. Yeah. So as soon as we know, you will know.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John DeBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DeBella podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9 MGK.